The project is expected to cost around $11 million, and it will mean raising the water level at the Swan Lake Dam near Ketchikan. It's one of the main hydroelectric sources for the three communities. Eric Wolf, SEPA's Director of Special Projects, told the board that the work would mean a 30% increase in water storage at Swan Lake and also increased capacity at SEPA's other plant at Tyee Lake near Wrangell.
Swan is going to accept and be more of a dominant role for a while because of the Swan Lake raise. We're going to turn down Tyee more often. We're going to fill more at Tyee in the short term by the next 5 years. And that's going to do two things. It's going to increase storage, you'll have more contingency, and it's going to increase capacity at Tyee.
To raise the lake level at Swan, construction crews with the Seattle company Pacific Pile and Marine will be installing large panels across the top of the spillway at the dam this summer. That spillway is normally where excess water leaves the lake. Low electrical demand from a warm winter and a wet spring meant higher than expected water levels in both of SEPA's lakes just before the start of the project. CEO Trey Acteson explained that the lake level was a concern just before the start of the work.
When Pacific Pile mobilized, that first weekend, we had water up on the spillway. And this did hamper some of the pre-construction activities. They've got to build, put anchors on, put the safety walkways up, and these are all the functions that had planned to be taken at that time.
While that construction is underway, the spillway is not an option anymore, only generating electrical power. To that end, SEPA has leased a piece of equipment called a load bank for the duration of the project. SEPA officials describe it as a giant toaster. No kidding. It uses electricity from the system, and it powers a bank of heaters and fans. Its job is to reliably and steadily draw power from Swan Lake. Acteson said prior to the project, he asked to sell more power to Ketchikan Public Utilities to lower the lake level, and was told KPU was not required to purchase that electricity under a power sales agreement between the utility and SEPA. Acteson wanted to remind the SEPA board that the work was voted Ketchikan's top project priority, and his organization has put a great deal of time and money into it.
SEPA spent over 3 years diligently securing permits, soliciting grants, engineering a low-cost innovative design, executing multiple complex contracts. We've taken on additional $6 million of long-term debt. We've also expended an additional $700,000 so far, and that number is going to go up. So everything considered, the agency really anticipated a little higher spirit of cooperation with regard to achieving necessary lake levels leading up to that construction.
Under the power sales agreement, Ketchikan and Petersburg both own other cheaper electrical sources that the communities are allowed to use before buying SEPA electricity. SEPA was asking KPU to buy more from Swan Lake and use less of its local power resources. Ketchikan Mayor Lou Williams III is chairman of the board of KPU and a SEPA board member. He likened the situation to problems between the city and borough governments in Ketchikan.
Give you these woe stories about how awful the other guy is, and then you go to the other guy and how awful they are. And all I ask them to do is work together and get it done for like they're supposed to do in their job. And I hate it when all I do is hear, this and all that, and I hear it from both sides. And just do the job. And if you have a problem, like a tow tray, call me. And I'll get everybody like we did, sit down and figure it out.
Another board member, Stephen Prusunka of Wrangell, was frustrated with the lack of cooperation as well. He wanted to correct any impression that Wrangell and Petersburg were not on board with the Swan Lake project.
What bothers me with this is that our community voted overwhelmingly to support this project and to go and put our lot in with this bond and to make sure that this project moves forward. And I'm disappointed as well that this wasn't worked out long before we moved up, because I'm feeling very trapped in that we've got all this stuff sitting up there, we're ready to go, and we haven't even worked out how we were going to bleed down the lake till last week. Should have been done a long time.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
That's Williams responding. Prasunka said in the future he didn't want to proceed with any project until all these issues have been worked out.
I have raised this as an ongoing concern that the level of cooperation from Ketchikan on various issues has been poor. Now, there may be another side to that story, but I don't like it, and I don't like where it's heading. And we're jumping in bed on this huge project with a lot of money, and it makes me very nervous for my community.
For his part, KPU Electric Division Manager and SEPA board member Andy Donato said the local electric utility tried to take as much power as possible to help draw down Swan Lake.
The unfortunate thing is, I think operating this utility, or KPU, KPU also has a business plan. And I think what you saw here is this approach, the final due date, each wants to optimize water issues, generation, etc.
In May, the Ketchikan City Council authorized KPU to spend an additional $350,000 to purchase power from SEPA and help with the lake drawdown. Managers say the lower lake level was achieved and the project was able to start. They are hoping to lower Swan Lake even further to protect the crews working on top of that dam in case of any big rains this summer. Pacific Pile and Marine has brought in equipment to the site and has started cutting into the top of the concrete spillway. They'll eventually be installing 15 flashboards or panels, 17 feet high, weighing about 1,000 pounds apiece. Those panels were built in Austria, and they're being shipped to Ketchikan. The work is scheduled to be finished in October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.